One, anybody got anything?
Thank you, Chair Smith. This is the requested blue sheet on updates on wolf management. I think the entire commission would sign this if we passed it down the way. At least it seemed to me that there was agreement that we could use a little update on wolves. But this is what it says. Date of the request is today. Update on wolf management. The commissioners signing it are Baker, Keeney, and Holtzmiller. Importance is high. Urgency is really medium to low, I think sometime soon, but not in the next couple of months. I think it would be good for the new director to be part of this. The number one is of the knowledge or action being requested. A review of roles and responsibilities among the Commission, Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the Wolf Advisory Group. Then there was an addition, especially as it relates to post-delisting management plan. And number two, a review of the science presentation provided to the April WAG meeting. We won't have time for the entire presentation since, as I understand it, it was a day long, but perhaps we could trust staff to hit the high spots on that. In terms of output requested, number one is a discussion, number two is a presentation, and that concludes my request.
So, blue sheet's been put forward. Is there a second? Young Jay. Commissioner Holtzmiller seconded it. Any further discussion on the blue sheet? Yes.
There was a blue sheet put forward requesting a briefing on the possibility or what it would look like to proceed with CEPA on other opportunities than just translocating wolves, but also different ways that we might open the conservation and management plan for proceeding with delisting. Would it make sense maybe to fold that into this would she often?
I think we just leave that up to the director and staff, because I think they were possibly thinking of folding that into an update on the translocation progress. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be up to them how much they thought we could take in a sitting.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the motion. All those in favor of the blue sheet motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Blue sheet number one, done. Was there a blue sheet two? No. Some work done on that. Okay. Commissioner McKeyser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of the debrief my first meeting in Port Angeles, it was very beneficial to hear what was then called the Joe Storr list of possible follow-ups. On my little list here, we heard some public testimony from Robert Sudar earlier in the week that we were going to maybe come back to. And there may have been some other things, but I wondered if we could just turn to the director and see what he's got on his follow-ups list based on, as it says here, items that arise immediately before or during the meeting.
Sure, Commissioner McIsaac. I will. I was out of the room a couple of times, so I may need Amy or Tammy's backup. But first I had was Robert Sudar's and his question around the budgeting of summer Chinook impacts, you know, how that occurred and where those impacts were accounted for. And perhaps that gets expanded a little bit in terms of, you know, what we did with North of Falcon, et cetera. So that's on the list. And then I go to during the elk general season, there was a request by commissioners to compile all new disability opportunities and sent to the ADA committee, and that wasn't just elk related, but it was the broad set from birds to bovines.
I would add fishing to that as well.
Okay. Yeah, I had that too, Mr. Chair.
And I would do that on an annual, you know, plug that into some annual process that we do.
All right. And then this wasn't specific. This was a note I made to myself, but I did that based on some of your conversation. During the ADA rule presentation with Sam Taylor, there was a discussion around some more outreach, getting the story out, and one idea I threw out there was, you know, starting with the basic focus sheet on here's the committee, here's what they do in your region, here are some opportunities, et cetera. But to look at both some outreach there and then some funding help, I want to take a look at the capital budget process, the the RCFB, the Recreation Conservation Funding Board, just existing balances we might have in our minor works categories in capital, and see if we can't get another duck blind built, or you know, do take on a couple of these projects. And I heard Sam say that working with the committee, they were going to compile some opportunities for us there. So just to start to lay the groundwork for some dollars, if we can find them to flow towards those activities.
And I would add that when Sam compiles that list, I said I personally would be happy to go, you know, to with him or somebody else to talk to people, you know, outfits about this sort of thing. Maybe other commissioners in their regions could do that too. So to engage those commissioners that are willing to help do that.
Can I, just as an edit there, as you're thinking about that, Joe,
I wanted to raise this during the presentation, but it's clear that the focus on the ADA group so far, which is wonderful, is the traditional users. And so maybe we could do a duck blind, or maybe we could do a bird watching blind. I mean, we don't have to be just focused on those groups as we're doing our internal look.
No, exactly. In fact, the blinds were...
Blinds. Yeah,
yeah, what were they called?
Three-season
blinds. Okay. Because, yeah, that's why I mentioned to them, had they talked to Audubon about, you know, support... because there are chapters all over, but absolutely. I mean, because not to limit it, just to this. You
know. And talking to Rick about the blinds, he's already done some marketing for the non-consumptives and planning and putting them in.
And I would see an article, great things happening in Washington in that area to go into Audubon Magazine, things like that, you know. Yeah, and those are that type of outreach doesn't, marketing doesn't cost anything. It's just somebody's got to put some pen and paper and get some good pictures. But I think there's stories throughout here.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward, let's see. I mean, we've got a number of issues around the Columbia River policy piece, but I think those have all been laid out. I didn't get any particular to-dos there. I'm blank. Yeah, a point of contact in relation to the executive session. And
just a to-do that we will follow up and make sure that you guys have the right information as we move into the issue that we address in executive session. We'll get you a point of contact for that.
Let's see. Now, on future meeting planning, the discussion we had this morning, I have a number of things marked. Commissioner McIsaac asked us to actively manage the year at a glance, and I'm thinking I'll talk to Tammy and thinking about making that part of what we call our preview discussion. So as we're looking forward to the next meeting, maybe we take a little extended view and look at the year at a glance piece there too, and try to manage that a little more assertively. Post it on the website so the public can see what's coming up and has some awareness there. The delegation of authority, we've talked about that several times, but looking at making the delegation of authority between the director and the commission an explicit agenda item in June. Review hatchery reform policy. discussion and Commissioner Carpenter's blue sheet as part of that June agenda. Give it maybe an hour and a half, some more time in terms of the discussion. And then the fourth I had from Commissioner McIsaac was consider adding a legislative blue sheet to the June discussion. The notion there is to be able to bring activities related to state legislature or federal congressional actions or those types of processes and decisions to the commission more frequently and look for your engagement in those decisions. Commissioner Baker, I believe, talked about scheduling the big tent committee in June to discuss governance principles. And Commissioner Baker wanted to talk about the version of the WAG peer review briefing, the science technical presentation, but you just covered that in the blue sheet, so we're okay there. Commissioner Kehoe talked about needing to lock in time for the director hire, and you guys just had that conversation, so I think we're okay there.
What about the Pinnipeg blue sheet?
Commissioner Kehoe was going to sit down and look at wanted a little more time to sit down and look at a Pinniped blue sheet. How'd you like that?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. Commissioner Gray. Commissioner Graybill asked us to spend some time. He's interested in NOAA limits on hatchery production, the Skagit CNR model, maybe applied to other streams, budget versus hatchery, discussion around budget impacts versus hatchery requirements, regulations, NOAA, et cetera. And we were looking potentially at putting that on the June agenda under the hatchery reform piece. Commissioner McIsaac said, see if we can get a separate smaller room for June Fish and Wildlife Committee meetings, perhaps the training room down the hall. Now, I was out talking to the animal rehab folks during the mineral prospecting piece, so I didn't pick up. I don't know if there was any more to-dos there. Jeff says no.
Yep.
Okay. And then we had the director recruitment discussion, and I think we'll finalize the process issues at the Friday conference call, at least most of them. And the last piece I had was the blue sheet that Commissioner Baker.
You just went down in my estimation.
And that's what I had.
Good.
Can't think of anything else.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of clarifications on some of those attributed to me. On the delegation of authority, your note said making it a agenda item. What I was trying to speak to earlier was it's listed as a discussion. I think keeping it as a discussion item in June, whether that's an agenda item or not, doesn't matter so much. But trying to have a decision on whether there ought to be a future agenda item to modify it. So at this one, it would be kind of stage one. What is the delegation of authority memo as it stands? A discussion about modifying it, candid talk about modifying it, but not a decision to modify
okay.
it. Rather, a decision whether to schedule an agenda item or after discussion, are we all okay with it? On the legislative matter, there is a blue sheet on that already. It was rather broad. It slipped off the June thing. I'm fine with that being in August. We did speak a little bit to the one piece of legislation on pinnipeds, and Commissioner Keogh's looking for a blue sheet. I fully support his process to get some public input on it, but it is a little awkward in terms of the question of whether or not the commission policy right now is supportive of the governor's letter
mm-hmm.
to go do something, supportive of the agency's ongoing actions at Bonneville Dam. And so I wouldn't want people to think that we're against, that we want to put on hold any blessings or any sympathy for those things. My gut feeling at the front table is that the commission is in a position of advocating for pinniped control for a variety of reasons. And so if any of us are asked, is the commission for or against that governor's letter, my feeling here is that we're all behind it, and that would be policy. So maybe if we could have a little more discussion on the conference call about this awkwardness. For example, if any of us get asked to testify on the federal legislation, or if we get called by reporters on the federal legislation, is it okay to say on behalf of the commission is in support of that? We are lockstep with the governor, or we would like to do more. So can't talk about that right here at this moment, but that whole legislative blue sheet, moving that to August is fine. This nuance on pinnipeds, maybe we could take it up at our...
The other, thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. The other suggestion I would have would be for Commissioner Kehoe and Nate Pamplin to get together, because Nate has been working a lot of those issues, and it would be, you know, the coordination could occur there. And I'll have Nate give you a call, Commissioner, if that's all right.
Happy to do that. And I kind of, I would hope to have something done by the end of the week. And certainly my intent of doing a blue sheet and opening this up for public comment was not to, you know, delay any ongoing activities. But this is going to be an evolving process, and I think it's important that we do have public input. But my intent was not to, you know, kind of slow down with the governor and his task force will ultimately be talking about.
And I would caution, again, what you said, Dan, about if we're contacted by the media in the short term about any of this, to refer back to the department, because it is, right or wrong, going to be a very political hot potato. And in my term here, none of us have been called to testify in Congress, though in my former life it was a regular thing. But I would not offer what we think as department policy on this issue until we are very sure within the department that we are speaking of one, just because of the political nature of it.
Yeah, appreciate that, Mr. Chair.
I don't think it needs to be added to your list, Joe, but from Amy's standpoint, maybe the Wildlife Committee would like to see some updates on regular. I don't know when progress is made on the Skagit elk situation. Because, and even, to me, a little bit further dig into, you know, some things seem obvious. You hold a damage control hunt, but I don't know all the facts. And, you know, obviously there's things that are holding that kind of a solution back. So just a little bit more understanding on it, so we're all up to date on it. And then not every month, but as progress is made, we get to kind of keep track of it. We don't lose that.
So maybe sort of a briefing at that at the committee, and then ongoing updates as needed?
As needed.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's very important.
Mr. Chairman, on that last pinniped matter, maybe we can take that up at the conference call. Seems like there's a little bit of a difference of opinion in that, but I don't think we need nothing. No reporters can be responded to between now and then. The last one there was the Robert Sudar request, and so he had made a request that the commission consider something as an adaptive management, quote, emergency thing. There was some discussion at the table. We asked the staff if they could, in a trust but verify atmosphere, validate some of the claims of whether or not there is a 20% allocation to the commercial folks, whether or not those summer Chinook have been budgeted in North of Falcon for other uses or for spawning escapement, whether or not there's other fisheries that are fishing non-selectively in amounts that are tenfold higher than this. And there was a question about the Oregon business. The bigger question was whether or not the Columbia River policy would allow the commission to think about this. As the room has vacated out, I see one person who hasn't vacated out, and that's the man with the answers here. So I wondered if we could hear more about that and if there would be any further discussion about it.
I think that's a big discussion, but what I heard specifically from Robert was the word you cannot use. You have to replace gillnet fisheries on the main stem with more selective fisheries. And if the word gillnet had been left out and someone had decided that gillnetting of the right mesh size was more selective than the alternative gear, you know, why couldn't we do that? So it was, but it's a change to our policy, and it's a huge can of worms. And so I'm not sure we'll have time to go into that here in the last few minutes of this meeting, but I want kind of an answer to that as well.
And I would be, I don't think, given there's four commissioners that are not here right now, but to go too much farther down this road.
I would not also support a decision on whether to do it or not. I mean, there's the Oregon connection and the rest of it. But just in terms of validating this request, if it's DOA or if it's something we ought to wait and hear how the Oregon folks respond to probably the identical thing. Maybe it's a candidate for the June commission meeting, or maybe it's DOA right now, and I don't know.
Yeah, Commissioner McIsaac, when I heard that discussion, I guess I was thinking we would roll those that information into our ongoing discussion between now and September on the policy itself. I mean, it would be easy enough to come back and deal with each of those questions individually in the director's report if you all wanted that, but that was my assumption.
Well, his request was for a fishery this year.
That's true.
And so, you know, it was a request that came up. We deferred until later. I would be interested in hearing whether or not some of what he said is true or false, and whether or not it's a legitimate request or it's out of bounds.
But again, with four of us gone,
no decision.
No, nothing. I think we should start to wind down on this one.
I think it would be unfair to the four who left to even have a discussion. But I do think that we should have the discussion soon. So it may be, I think we could ask Ron if he could give us maybe the short version of the answers that you're looking for at the conference call on Friday.
Yeah, that would work.
Is that okay?
That would give you some time to think it through.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes.
Anything else? I see no need for an executive session because we don't have enough executives to have a session. So with
are you looking
that,
at me when you say that? Or?
No. You're executive enough for all of us.
No one left of executive caliber.
With that, I will bring to a conclusion the April meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. It is 11:20. Thank you.